Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who save with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't care what nobody say. We ain't canceling Will Smith.
But he got to come out 2 days of apologies.
That's the protocol. How many of them have been to drug counseling and come back from this and come back from that? It's like, it ain't like he done went out and just committed no. I'm saying, like, if he get charged, it's a simple assault, bro. It's $65. I mean, $165.
You talking like you know.
I know.
He's like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, gonna have to play it out.
It might do 20 days, you know what I mean?
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. He been riding for the fam, you gotta light the wooden wheel straight up. Look in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Hey. The I Am Athlete Parlay. We've been hot. These are guaranteed wins.
I'm going to take Arizona over San Fran.
Whoa.
It's all about matchup, understanding who's playing against who. It's a game of chess.
Before the bell rings for UFC 273, make sure you get in the game. Make sure you get in the ring. All right, UFC 273 is going to be legendary. All new users, download DraftKings Sportsbook, the app. Use promo code ATHLETE. You bet $1, you get 100 in free bets. It doesn't matter if it's a first round knockout, a KO, you win regardless. Download the app, DraftKings Sportsbook. Use promo code ATHLETE. Make sure you get in the game or in the ring before Saturday. DraftKings.com is the sportsbook. I Am Athlete is the platform. Parlay, I Am Athlete all day. Promo code ATHLETE, let's get it.
Season 3, episode 26 of I Am Athlete. I am Omar Kelly. We're here with DJ Williams, Pac-Man Jones, Chad Ochocinco, and we're about to discuss the slap that the world heard and saw at the Oscars. Will Smith slaps Chris Rock. Who's right? Who's wrong? Will Smith walks up on the Oscar stage on probably his biggest night in the entertainment business. And keep in mind, Will Smith has been in the entertainment business for, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
40 years, because he came out at 18. Parents just don't understand.
Yeah.
This is his crowning moment of achievement, winning an Oscar for a great performance that he had, portraying Venus and Serena Williams' father. And before he even gets that moment to shine, he is inspired to walk upstage and slap another black man, Chris Rock, because he made a joke about his wife. I don't know how you guys feel about the incident or what happened, but was it called for?
You know, that's tough to say whether it was called for or not. Obviously, I think Chris Rock has had an issue, an underlying issue with the Smiths in general, because there was a year that Will and Jada boycotted the Oscars. I can't really touch on or remember what the reason was behind it, but Chris Rock still chose to host that year. Forgot exactly what it was, but during that time of hosting, I'm not sure what year it was.
He wasn't nominated for his concussion role, and they chose to boycott.
Okay, and he chose to make fun of Jada and Will then, during that time when obviously they weren't present. And I think other things have built up to Will being frustrated, you know, with the jokes, with social media, online, some things publicly that have been addressed between Jada or maybe him, their red table talk and letting the world into their private life, and some things that don't sit well with others that they may feel comfortable doing in the private of their own home. And I think Will was just fed up at that moment. He laughed at the joke and he saw the disgust on Jada's face and said, eh, you know what, enough is enough. And he took it upon that moment. Some people that I know I've talked to think it might have been staged. It might have been fake. But I don't think you can actors of that magnitude can fake something like that.
No.
Yeah. I'm just saying. But I think there's a time and a place. And for one, that space they're in is a space that we really haven't been able to be in that long. You know, Hattie McDaniel obviously was segregated when she won in 19 something. I forgot what year it was. Sydney Poitier. So we are just getting allowed to have a chance to even be in their space in general. So when something like that happens, what's the first thing everybody say? Oh, they're so traumatized. You know, all the celebs that they're interviewing, they're so traumatized. Oh, I'm so taken back. Everybody that said it has also had a personal issue that is traumatizing. You know, it's funny. I didn't see any whoops and hollers in interviews when they stormed the Capitol. That's traumatizing too. That might be just as bad as, you know, seeing someone get slapped on stage.
Harvey Weinstein.
Get me started. Woody Allen.
DJ, what was your opinion about it?
I understand, you know, as individuals, we all have a breaking point. And when you think about it, for the last, you know, I can't even recall how many years, but, you know, Will Smith, his family, has been the butt of jokes. And you get to a point to where you say, enough is enough. Do I believe that it was right? Do I think it was the right timing and the right situation? No. Do I understand? 100%. You know, because as individuals, we all have that breaking point moment. And, you know, when that happens, a lot of times, it's not a conscious decision. It's not, you don't sit there and say, hey, I'm at the Oscars. It's the biggest night of my life. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Even though he initially laughed, that laugh changed when he saw, you know, the love of his life expression. And, you know, I would think that they probably had conversations at home about these topics. And so, you know, a lot of us, you know, don't know those intimate conversations, but they've been had, and he was fed up. What surprised me the most was the fact that he was able to sit back in his seat and just relax.
Say a few curse words.
Say a few curse words. But name another public business where somebody can slap somebody and not get escorted out. McDonald's, a gym, a library, everywhere else you're getting escorted out. So for me, that was the most confusing part about the whole situation, was that incident happened, he wasn't escorted out, which meant that maybe that's why I initially went to it was staged, because now they feel like there's no threat. Because how do you think that a grown man gets slapped, the other man gets to sit there, receive an award, go up on stage, and Buddy in the back ain't thinking about no type of get back? So that's the only thing that kind of got my antennas up for, you know, it being staged.
I initially thought it was staged until he went and sat back down.
Oh, you saw it in his eyes.
Was yelling profanities.
You saw it in his eyes.
Yeah.
Whoa. We're talking about one of the best actors of all time. We saw it in, of course.
Nah.
He's able to do that.
Nah.
It's called range.
Nah, you saw it in his eyes.
Acting. I'm not saying it was an act. It might be, I'm saying, fed up. And not fed up with the jokes, fed up with the joke coming from that specific individual who was always attacking them.
That's another thing.
Year in and year out.
He's a colleague, right?
I mean, so everybody attacks Will Smith.
That individual coming from a colleague, though. Has a bigger stage than everybody else doing the attacking.
And he's about to make millions off attacking him. If you think about it, he's about to do Hard Rock. He's about to do a world tour. Come on, man.
It can go both ways because there's some people that are going to see Will too.
Yeah.
Of course.
What about the timing before you even go? What about the timing of him having a tour coming up and staging the slap to boost the sales of the tour coming up?
Come on, they can't stage that.
I have a question. If I'm not mistaken, if you're hosting something, I've hosted something before, and you know you come in a day before or 2 days before, and you go over the script, you go over the lines, you go over everything, you ain't coming off the top of the head, so you already knew what was going to be said.
Well, that was supposedly an off-script comment, off-script joke.
But oh, so that was from the top of the head?
Yeah, that was, he said
no,
that was from
no,
the top
no.
of the head.
No, allegedly.
I think that was his material that was written. He's a comedian.
What about the reaction, though?
But he didn't know Jada was going to walk up in there with the baldy. Here's my issue, and Pat, we haven't gotten into your perspective. And I said something to you in a production meeting we had. You know, I was at the NFL owners' meetings, and all my white and this is the day after it happened. All my white counterparts, they're like, "Well, what do you think about what happened?" And I think they valued my opinion because it's two African American men. And what I hated about it was that here we are on this big stage, having this big moment. Will Smith has worked, labored hard to get that Oscar, and it's a footnote to what he did, that moment of weakness. And what I hate is that it was a black on black situation. Now, if somebody white on white had gone up there and done this, I'm not sure it would be the same kind of conversation.
It wouldn't be the same conversation if it was white on black. Somebody would have got arrested right out the gate.
That's true too.
White on black would have been totally different.
Totally different.
Totally different. But this is where I stand with the whole conversation. Yes, you can tell jokes. Jokes are cool, you know what I mean? But when they get to a certain point, when it's dealing with a health issue or a issue that a person cannot change and going through something physically that is taking medicine or seeing a doctor for, the jokes are off. That's first. Not even if it's my wife. It could be my friend, it could be any one of our friends. That's where the jokes are off. You know what I mean? So Chris Rock know what he know what he did.
Hold on, let me get through my point.
It's public. Everybody knows about her
situation. It's public information what's been going on with Jada. You might don't like Jada like that.
I like
Jada. They're colleagues.
If you listen to the round talk, or you listen to anything pertaining with the Smiths, that's what's been going on lately. You get what I'm saying? Not the things with the
Tanglement.
That ain't even been the issue no more. You know what I mean?
We all talking about Jada losing her hair?
The issue have been her health. You get what I'm saying? So my point personally, like, you know, it's cool, Kiki, haha, but like if it's a health line issue, it's untouchable. If it's my wife, it's still untouchable. You know, so I come, my side is, hey, she did ask, went, walked up and smacked him. Really, I think he was, when you looked at him, he looked hurt. Like, he was just like, it was to the point where he's like, God, I done let everything go, you know what I mean?
But we gonna go home and have this conversation again.
I done let y'all done have everything y'all want to say about it. But, like, when it comes to something, when it comes to health-wise, and you still going on about it, like, he had an out-of-body experience. Now, should he have smacked him right then and there? Maybe. Should he have smacked him, period? Yes.
Yeah.
He would have got smacked either up on stage,
or in the back
behind the stage, at the car, at the after party, somewhere in between the lines, he would have had to get smacked. Ain't no way that he could not gotten smacked.
He did. He embarrassed her publicly.
And he addressed it publicly.
My grandma
always told me, if someone disrespects you in public,
come on,
you address it the same way the disrespect came.
Come on.
In public.
Ooh. Come on.
But again, I'm not saying he's right, but understand.
There's something that I firmly disagree with in the comedic world. They feel like nothing is off limits, right?
Should anything be off limits? No.
If you look at Donnell Rollins, hold on.
We had the biggest show in the world.
Yeah.
Everybody tuned in to see one person. I don't know about y'all, but in the black community, the only person we wanted to see was Will Smith. Yeah. I don't even watch the Oscars. My wife said, hey, we gotta watch it all night tonight. We make sure Will win. On the biggest stage, nobody, this is his night. How do you find a way to agitate or
or say something out the lines by a man's wife who is going through a sickness, a medical issue on his biggest night.
But it's rooted because comedians, old or new, truly have this feeling that nothing is off limits. Donnell Rollins has this saying, is it too soon? Meaning, is it too soon to make a joke? I highly disagree with that because I believe some things are off limits and off limits forever. But if you look at our society today and what's going on, everybody has their own movement. Black Lives Matter, Me Too, the LGBT, all these different things, right? Everybody wants people to understand their struggle and things that they go to. But at the same time, we sit around every day sharing posts, making memes of situations that are devastating to human beings. Like devastating, right? Like, it's a joke. I don't know if we've been desensitized because, you know, you're looking at it through a screen, it's on social media, but you don't remember that pain. I know everybody in here remember Buddy, who girl got caught cheating on him, and he was like, you my banana apple bum. And he was screaming that
cinnamon apple.
Everybody remember that. And it's Kiki, hold on, but listen, it's Kiki and it's high as you posting it, but everybody done had their heart broke. Now, if you could take yourself out of that position and put yourself in a position where he felt, that shit ain't funny. I do believe that some things should be off limit when you're talking about a person's health, right? You're talking about a person's wife. People said, well, if that was The Rock, he wouldn't have went up and slapped him. Well, if that was 95 Suge Knight, with his wife, Chris Rock wouldn't have made that joke.
But there's a level of comfort where the joke came from anyway, though. There's a level of comfort because he's been making the jokes about the Smiths for a while. There's nothing new.
It's public information, but I'm just thinking, y'all don't think that they went through a script and he had to go up there and say what he was going to say first? Now,
bro, he could say, I don't think we should go this.
That's his material.
Exactly.
Dang, right,
man. That came from him. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, even if it was a script, if it was fed to him by somebody else, he's in control enough to say,
that was an Oscar joke. I truly think the Oscar is going to ask, if you're going to do a show on the Oscar, they're going to ask you, what's your dialogue? Show us, what are you going to say?
That was the Oscars.
I bet you that was off script.
It was off script material. That was not planned. That was not in the rehearsed material.
That was basically him.
That was him. He was freestyling.
That's how I look at it. You know,
I mean, he's a comedian. He makes jokes. He sees people in the crowd. He makes jokes.
About what you're saying, those are people that make the memes and in the posts. I think that is a different level of
in person.
Of in person.
Yeah.
That's
on the internet. You know what I mean?
That's on the internet.
Yeah.
What's about?
But I'm talking about humiliating the person right here. And
that's what I said. Because he's a colleague.
They don't do it though. It's only one comedian I can think of today that is black, that challenges and still keeps it. This is what I'm going to say, and I don't give a fuck how anybody feels about it. And that's Dave Chappelle. That's it, especially
I think Chris Rock is in that same neighborhood.
You think so?
Oh yeah, I think his material has been
in that category too.
But they haven't done it in a while. 70s comedy, 80s comedy. When I don't know, you're not old enough. I'm sorry for the disrespect. Dean Martin used to have roast back in the days with Frank Sinatra and Don Rickles and all these comedians. And when I say everything was a green light, no matter who you were. Everybody got it?
But that's the difference when you have that relationship with an individual.
Think about
the locker room.
We're in the Oscars, though. This is not a regular stand-up comedy show, y'all.
That's right.
That wasn't.
Come on. Like, come on, this is a night where we pat each other on the back. You know what I mean? It's all about Will. How do we get to a conversation?
Well, it's about Beyonce too, but yeah.
I was gonna let you know. I only watched for Beyonce. I turned it off after that. But
funny thing about it is not only did it was Will's night, but there are also some other African Americans that also won some awards, and it was
talking about that.
First black producer.
The producer was black.
And that's the bad part about it. He'd be like, dang.
It overshadowed everything else. Yeah.
From my perspective, how does this make us look as people?
I think we should not care about what they think about us as people. 100%. Start there.
But
I'm gonna start there.
But
I hear people saying, "Oh, the stereotype. This is why they don't let." And then the blah blah blah.
I told you so.
They have the same issues we have.
And they do the same thing. And they just get away with it.
But they didn't slap anybody in the Oscars.
Yeah.
They just have this aggressive reputation.
But wait a minute. But they have other people that have been guests that might not that have done things that aren't.
Yeah.
Human-like on that stage before. If you go back and do your homework, yes, some recipients that have received Oscars, ain't the prettiest human beings. They ain't angels. They're human. They've made mistakes.
Man, we talking about a passionate. It wasn't like this was premeditated. You get what I'm saying?
It wasn't. No.
And we probably felt so bad afterward. But in the heat of the moment, he was out of body.
He looked like he was jugging.
And
like,
that laugh was
they
like
he got
that laugh
jiggy
was,
with
the
it.
Laugh
yeah,
was
yeah,
like
yeah,
I can't believe this nigga said that.
Hey,
oh,
when
baby,
he saw
real,
Jada
he
face,
said, "Oh my God, I got to go up here and do something right now."
But we've all been at a family barbecue or a family party or
we've
whatever.
We've all been the butt of the joke at some point.
Where furniture got moving.
Yeah.
It happened, right?
Yeah.
After that, it's a feeling of like, okay, like whatever. That shit went right back to the scheduled program.
It was a little uncomfortable.
No, from what we saw on TV though, but I'm saying later on, dapping up Samuel Jackson on a boy Denzel, you just slapped the out of the host. Like,
and the host did a great job of keeping on.
I applaud him for that. And that's what made me feel like it was scripted because
for him
to take it and to come back and say, wow, I got slapped by Will Smith. Right? That shows how professional he is and how seasoned he is because there was a slight moment of cracking his voice where.
Yeah, he knew he was wrong.
When Will got to yelling at him, talking about keep your name out my wife's mouth, there was a slight moment where you saw in Chris Rock's eyes and heard in his voice like.
Oh, this is serious.
This just happened. Right? The rest of it, pop, he went through the motion. Then it was like.
He made a little joke and then.
He thought like, he had to go on the show.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
okay.
I mean, but think about it. If you're a comedian, how often do people get opportunity to come up on stage and slap you? I don't think that happens very often.
No.
Like, the Oscars, everybody.
What was in his mind? What did he think when Will got up and started walking to him? Towards him.
Probably was going to steal the mic and
say something. And, but Ocho, hold on, you box. Even when he went, Chris Rock didn't even move.
Because you don't expect it. You have the Oscars.
Your natural instinct. If I'm sitting here right now.
You're athlete, bro.
You right.
He never thought he was going to get smacked just
now.
No,
then. Impossible. What is he right or wrong?
Who?
Is Will right or wrong?
There's nobody right.
Okay. Nobody. Is Will right or wrong?
If he feels right, is right. And I can. Here's how I'll explain that. I'll be honest, there's things that I had to let go while being an athlete that I still think about to this day. I had a veteran player play 10 years in the league, my second, third year in the league. I asked, he retired. I said, damn, what's retirement like? He said, oh man, the greatest. He said, the whole time I've been in the league, dog, being in all that restaurants and bars and all these different places, all these people in my face talking this crazy stuff, because I'm the captain of the team and I got a responsibility to y'all, I decided not to pull the trigger. Not Ooh. Trigger as in gun,
yeah, you know.
But pull the trigger. He said, hey, that little 2-3 day jail time, that little whatever it is, he said, I'm finna light somebody ass up when they say something to me. And I'm shocked. Because I'm sitting there, that's the third thing on his list after a 10-year career of retiring. Like, sometimes individuals hold on to things. Yeah. There are things that you let go that haunt you and bother you. And it might be a situation where he gonna lose money, he might lose reputation, but at the end of the night, that felt good. Yeah. And it's cool for me, because he already got his FU money, right? He already got his FU status. I don't care what nobody say, We ain't canceling Will Smith.
Yeah. But he got to come out 2 days of apologies.
That's the protocol.
That's the protocol.
It's the same thing. It's like
It ain't like he done went out and just committed no. I'm saying, like, if he get charged, it's a simple assault, bro. It's $65. I mean, $165.
You talking like you know.
I know.
$165.
Like,
simple assault.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, go have to plead out.
It like, might do 20 days. You know what I mean?
Might do 20 days.
Then it be over with. You know what
I'm saying? Man, so, I can't do 2 days.
Yeah, so, you would have chose a different option. You might would have let your wife sit there and cry.
But look, he gonna be in a lot of rap songs.
That's a different. That, you
he gonna, gonna be in a lot of rap
You gonna have a different choice than me.
I guarantee, yeah. 2023, he gonna be in a lot of rap songs.
I'm willing to go to jail for 20 days about my wife. You might not be willing to go to jail for 20 days.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I do have an interesting situation, an interesting story that I thought about. My wife, we were at the gym, we were working out. Something happened with some other dude. My wife get up, talking. This dude's talking back. I'm like, yo, bro, you ain't gonna talk to my wife like that. Like, like, what's going on over sharing equipment? And I thought to myself, I'm saying to myself, okay, if this go wrong, I'm finna be in the news.
100%.
But that's totally different. That's totally different than being in the Oscars.
How is that different?
Bro, he's saying
he got provoked. Talking.
Listen, we talking about the people at the Oscars. They so dramatic.
Yeah.
I was traumatized when he went up. What? He could have killed Chris Rock. What? Dog, they so dramatic. And all the A-list celebrities that are coming out, or I'm not sure who's interviewing them, everybody has a history of doing something wrong. Every last one of them, which is why I can't talk, because I fucked up.
I mean, everybody has a history of
doing something
that
of some
breaking
sort.
Point.
Boys fight. It's gonna be a bar fight. It's gonna be a fight every now and then.
Even if it's at the Oscars.
Unless you just grew up.
But I hate that it's us.
It ain't just us. That's all boys, all men.
You can't show me nobody else doing it but us.
I seen a group of kids from Yale with Sperry's on, bro.
Hold on. Wait, think about this. Wait. Conor McGregor's fight.
Bro, hold on.
Conor McGregor fought Dustin Poirier, broke his leg, and was sitting down getting interviewed and said, "Your wife is still in my DMs. She's coming to the after party tonight." Like, if that ain't the most disrespectful thing ever, and you had the opportunity to slap the man and you couldn't, and you still talking. So it happens across the board, black, white. Male, female.
It's not a color thing.
But it's because of the stigma that we already have that I would say more attention is brought
aggressive
towards it.
We're angry.
And it happens. I'm not going to be honest. I'm a victim of it too. Like, I'm out and I see some brothers out and I see them just acting just extra. And I'm like, man, they just start letting us in here.
Not even gonna change the music on us.
Yeah. Like, come on, bro. Let us. You know what I mean? We just and it's sad that I even think that way, because we all should be able to show up somewhere our authentic self, as long as we paying and we ain't causing no problem. It don't matter how your hair is, what your clothes wear, if you get out of the car smelling like weed, whatever it is.
Well, it's the same concept too with the Oscars.
What's that?
They just let us in.
Exactly.
It ain't been that long.
Exactly.
And there had been countless write-ups of them not giving African Americans.
But money talks, and them numbers is money talk. I mean, I know they ain't trying to reenact the whole slapping thing.
How many blacks have won an Oscar?
I couldn't tell you. I'm gonna get on the Google machine. Damn, that's how you know it's a popular topic. Because once I typed in how many blacks, the rest said won the Oscars. Right now it says 20.
20?
Since 20 blacks have won.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing beer BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
The Oscars.
Patty Daniels was first in what, 1939?
And then Sidney Poitier was 1963.
We're ready for the food.
Food is ready.
What we got here, Chef?
Hey, how you doing? So pretty much what we got right here is a caramel chocolate finger. It's pretty much an elegant crunch bar, pretty much. So I heard you guys talking about the whole Will Smith situation, and this was news to me when I found it out. I didn't know she had alopecia. I had no idea, and I'm probably sure Chris Rock didn't. So I personally think...
He definitely knew.
He in that circle, he knew.
Maybe.
He knew, bro.
How much do y'all think that this is Will angry that he's been the butt of jokes for 2 years? Since 90%. Knows.
They 90%. Man, Will have took every joke like a champ.
Hey, is it really a joke if they let us in their personal life, though?
I'm saying he wasn't even tripping about that.
But hold on. About that, the rules of y'all relationship.
Yeah.
They realize that they're in the public eye. They decide, hey, we have a little openness or whatever it is over here.
It's an open relationship. Just put it where it is.
When she's in Beverly Hills at a restaurant with this young man, whether they say something or not, the paparazzi are there taking pictures, and they're going to tell their story. So they might as well come out and get in front of it and put the story out there. So it's not a situation to where they could have a relationship where they're in not in public, unless they're going to crazy islands and ducking and, but that ain't living though.
Listen.
It's easy to hide.
That ain't living, how?
I don't even think they care about that. That ain't the issue right now. The issue is he got out of hand about a health issue. Will have not responded or acted crazy, not one time.
About nothing else.
Even when the young boy came out and said, yeah, man, you know, that was my baby. I was doing this and I was doing that. That man stayed straight, Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Now, he went Philly the other night. He was hurt, man. And ain't no wrong or right. Ain't no who won, who you with. It hurt on both sides. But as a man in our community, Chris Rock, you're dead ass wrong, bro. Like,
because he talked about a medical condition.
You're dead wrong.
What about if he didn't know it was a medical condition?
He knew.
So I'm not a gangster or nothing in no way, shape, or form, right? But this is something that I believe, and I think Pac-Man.
You was a high gangster, though. You was a linebacker.
I believe Pac-Man kind of agreed with me on this. You're my wife, you get disrespected, you feel a certain type of way, even though, you know, try to calm it down, I got a spark back. And so I felt like that was kind of like the tipping point in that situation where, you know, Will initially laughed and kind of kee-keed, ha-ha, but you my rider, and you feel a certain way. So this is how we going down?
Remember, you going home to me?
Remember, we was at the house,
yeah.
And we was talking. These motherfuckers keep talking all this shit. The next one, we going to slap. We'll laugh. We'll laugh. Ha, ha, this and that.
And she gave that
when, look. When she looked, she said,
you better
activate.
Go get his ass right now.
You know what? We got to slap.
She did. She must have gave him that look. That's the one look that you don't get the camera angle.
Like, if you love somebody, you care for them, what? You know, she's stone cold. She gave that look like whatever, but inside, she was really hurt. So you love somebody, you care, you know that look don't mean like, boy,
he
please.
Know that look.
You know that she hurt. You automatically hurt now. Right. Not even activated. You hurt mine, I'm hurt. All right, I got to go do what I got to do.
I don't disagree with that. But and then you also have to know that there are consequences to your actions.
Some people don't care.
He didn't care.
Some people don't care.
He was cool with the consequences.
And his,
what's going to happen? Let's talk about this. What's going to happen to Will Smith?
In his situation, he has the fuck you money.
He got 20 M's. What's going to happen? He got 200 M's, sorry. So let's talk about what's going to happen to him.
Nothing.
He has to go to anger management treatment.
He going to end up in every rap song for the next year. It's going to be shirts that's going to be getting bootleg, the slap, all this shit. Like, he going to have more street. And I guarantee 2-3 years from now, it's going to be a spinoff backed by white people that were all appalled.
Traumatized,
but they're going to figure out a way to monetize it because they know we're going to buy it 100%. So what really happened to him?
I don't think anybody loses in this situation. I think.
Well, his show sold out.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock sold out now.
He should have sold. If this isn't part of the Netflix special that he has, $50 million, I would want to re-up right now.
I mean, 100%. He should have been like, you know what? After that show, I couldn't do the Oscars the right way. I'm not getting any more gigs. I'm going back and I'm going to sue.
He ain't going to get no money for a slap, bro.
You can sue for anything. You damaged. I was no longer able to focus. I wasn't able to put on the amazing show that I had planned. I end up losing a bunch of money after this. Once you put that paper in the legal system, somebody going to pay.
What's
your somebody like
bill?
His status will pay 10 to 20 million just to make it go away.
Hell no.
But you I feel like Chris Rock automatically loses black card out the gate.
Oh, yeah.
He pressed charges.
No, he could have never pressed charges. I don't even think that was an issue. But I think this is about the jokes. Maintaining the jokes, I'll be looking forward to hearing them hit hard.
But again, there isn't a situation where everything isn't off limits. Some stuff is off limits. People's health is off limits, right? Like,
so what's in bounds for Chris Rock now that he's doing stand-up? What jokes can
Will
he make
Smith,
about
Will
Smith?
Will Smith is going to be part of his
he
material.
He can tell whatever he wants to tell.
Will Smith can be part of his material.
Will Smith is going to be part of, I can tell you that
Will
off
Will Smith slapping him can be part of his material.
That is 30 minutes worth of material in itself right there.
I can't believe it. He was just walking up there. I was thinking.
Telling that story.
What are you going to do?
That's good material.
Yeah. But Jada Pinkett Smith, off the table.
I doubt he ever mentioned her again.
I bet you he won't never say. He learned his lesson by that one.
Will Smith going to walk up and come slap him again?
No. I doubt that, but I don't think he, as a man, I don't think he would go back down that road. I would have shamed him. Like, it'd be an issue with probably any other man on that side of the road, too. Like, damn, he went back and talked about a. That issue, that same issue again with her?
He might get booed at his own show.
No. I'm not talking about the alopecia and the hair loss. I'm just talking about he can't make no August Alsina jokes.
Well, look. Yeah. I mean,
he can do all that he wants to.
There's that saying.
But he can put Jada Pinkett Smith's material in his act.
I doubt he does it, though.
I doubt he
does.
He ain't going to do that.
But is that crossing the line?
But listen,
where is the line?
There's a saying where laughing at you and laughing with you. I was the biggest jokester in the locker room, but also was a team captain. So I would push the envelope, but if I felt like the joke that I was making really was hurting somebody and could be detrimental to his and I relationship, I would pull back. I never wanted to make a joke on somebody and really hit the core and have their feelings hurt and have them going home and looking like, God damn, and second question themselves. It was kiki ha ha to me, right? But like again, like with the comedians, they don't see any limits. Well, at the same time, you need to understand, you can't say everything to everybody. You can't walk up to nobody in here, mama, and say you was a blah, 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 this and that with their son next to them and not thinking that they're gonna not do nothing. But then you have this group of people saying, well, it's just words.
You also can't tell every joke in front of every audience.
So you have to have an understanding. This is the Oscars.
And this is Will Smith.
This is Will Smith. This is our young king about to get crowned.
About to get crowned.
Me trying to get this little clickbait, is it worth it? Whether it goes amazing, ratings through the roof, or it tanks.
He's like, it was just a G.I. Jane joke.
Yeah, well, you got slapped. It was just you got slapped.
Hey, what if Chris was like, well, damn, if he just mad at me in March, imagine how you're feeling in August.
I heard that joke tonight, yeah. That's
so many different ways. If Chris wanted to be nasty, he could have, but I think he handled it well.
But look at it, but we nasty. Not you, the four of us, but the world is nasty, because now that this happened, what are we seeing now? Just memes and posts. Like, it's a nasty generation.
That's society. But
I'm saying,
that's something that we can't control.
But we talk about,
that make it okay.
Wait, bullying is a big issue.
Society has been bullying Will Smith for like 2 years.
But listen, bullying is a huge issue, right? We got young kids committing suicide, doing all these crazy things. It's a huge issue. I feel like you as the individual, when you decide to make that comment, and if it's a personal comment, like Pac said, if it has to do with health, if it has to do with someone's loved one, you have to be ready to accept the repercussions that come back.
There's a time and a place. There are consequences behind things you say and things you do. That's it. As far as the bullying and stuff goes, at some point, you can't allow the influence of TikTok and social media. That's where parenting comes into play.
Yes.
You know? But it's the world we live in. And it ain't going away no time soon.
You, good segue, because all of us have kids.
Lots of them.
Yes. What do you say to your kids? Everybody's talking about this. They're talking about this in school. Some of us got grown kids. I know Ocho got grown kids, too. What do you say to your kids if they engage in a conversation about this situation? Will Smith, Chris Rock.
That's funny. My kids haven't even asked me about that yet, because I guess I've instilled in them to protect us, you know, protect your mom and your sisters and your brothers by any means necessary. You know, I ain't saying I could condone violence at all, but every now and then it's gonna be a fight in the locker room. It's gonna be a fight with the boys. That's just life. Chad done smacked me 4 times probably in practice.
That's a lot.
I've been chasing him down the field every time. Smack, boom, get out of me. It's a smack. It ain't no love lost, you know what I mean? But he had this grade in me at one point.
What do you say to your kid, your daughters?
So, I got 2 daughters. I would let them know that how he handled it was wrong. And I say that because I've been in a situation, and I'll be honest, like, I look back at situations that I feel like tear me up inside.
Because you didn't step up?
Oh.
That's what tears you up.
Oh, in the 7th grade, I wish I went up to the motherfucking Crespi Junior High, and I wish I let all the niggas have it. To this day, I wish I went.
And consequences be damned. You wouldn't have went to De La Salle. You
like I said, sometimes
you wouldn't have been the number one high school pro. I'm just saying.
If you could play, they don't find you, right? I'd have been in Heinz JUCO without a name. I'd have played.
Made it.
I'd have played a tailback. I'd have for 4,000 yards.
You still would have made it,
bro.
I agree. You still would have made it.
You would have made it.
You might not have been the number one high school prospect.
That's okay.
I think that moment that he walked up there and he slapped Chris Rock, and a lot of people have said this, is his moment to silence everything everybody's ever said to him.
100%.
For the last 2 years. And to let you know that if you gonna keep my name in your mouth, you could get one of these 2.
You couldn't believe that.
You know, I'll end with this. The one thought, my initial first thought when that happened, after I got past the point of thinking that it was fake, I was like, God damn, Will Smith ain't never gonna be president now, because he done slapped another black man on stage, and now he's got the angry black violent man label, and that'll never be president.
I said, I'm not saying Will is wrong. I'm not saying he's right. I'm saying I understand. And most of the time, there are consequences behind your actions, but if you have time to think about your actions before you do them, which not very many people do, because you see red, he saw his white face, oh, because she's pissed. I got to go home with her. We've been the butt of the joke for a very long time. I have to do something.
I want everybody's opinion. Chris Rock wrong?
No.
Will wrong?
No.
Will Chris A. wrong? Chris Rock
is wrong if he knows about her alopecia. He doesn't know about it, I understand where the joke came from because he's been making jokes about the Smiths for a very, very long time.
Chris Rock wrong.
Will.
I'm saying Will's side.
Hey, Pat wish he would have followed it up with something. Pat wish he would have followed it up with something.
The best I could do with Will is wrong, but I understand.
I get it.
I understand.
Because I've been there and done that. That's why I understand.
Sometimes you sign up for
it. You just say, boom. And you like, God, damn. You all right?
Oh, man.
You ain't kick him after?
No, I ain't kick him after.
You followed up with something. I didn't see all the tapes. No.
Everybody go through something, bro. And there's always a boiling point at some point. Mm. And certain things are off limit.
Your wife should be off limits.
Wife should be off limits.
Wife, kids, family, health.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Off limits. If you say it, you should expect something coming back.
The slap is out of Will Smith's character.
How?
He's a nonviolent person.
How?
He
got in one little fight and his mom got scared. Said, I'm moving to the building.
So he already got a history.
What you talking about?
He got a history of battling.
Will Smith became famous because he got in a fight.
Upside his head.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he got to eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You got a light that we can wheel straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.